Hey there, I'm Blair Williamson from Lima Zero, a small private gym based in Christchurch, New Zealand, a wonderful place in the world, and this is the first of a workout podcast series called Super Circuit. This and the rest of the series of workouts are created right here by us at Lima Zero and made so you can take part in these workouts anywhere in the world. You can take me, your PT, with you wherever you go in the world to help you keep fit and happy through the amazing wonders of exercise. So if this is your first time, welcome. Otherwise, welcome back for more. I'm now going to explain you through the workout, then we'll get straight into it. However, before we do get started, please note that if I'm ever going too fast, just put me on pause anytime. And if I'm going too slow, then put me on fast forward anytime as well. And if you happen to really like me, you can replay this as many times as you like. I don't mind at all. I'll guide you through the full workout, but the control of it is all yours. Which is really the best of both worlds, if you ask me. Today's workout involves 12 separate exercises. We're going to go through all 12 with rest in between, then go through all of them again. I'll explain each exercise with the variations of how you can manage the intensity of the exercise yourself, whether you're at home or wherever in the world you may be. And then we'll go on to the next exercise. It'll be rather fast-paced, but I will keep you in the loop as much as I can. And then once we go through them all, you'll hopefully remember them and be ready for a bigger and better second round. Remember, you can put me on pause and rewind me anytime you need to. Here we go. Our first exercise of the day is a great one called burpees. So burpee, you're going to put your hands down to the ground. You're either going to step or jump your feet right back. So you're in like a plank position. Then step or jump your feet back in and then come up to your feet and jump up. If that's too hard, you'll go put your hands onto a coffee table. Same thing, jump your feet out, jump your feet, and then jump up. Or a bench. If that's too easy, then you can do a chest to ground burpee. And if you know what I mean by that, you'll know what to do. Each of our first five exercises we're going to do for 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. Then the sixth exercise, we'll go for 60 seconds on, then 60 seconds off. We'll repeat that same pattern again for six different exercises and go back to the start and do it all again. It's going to be a wonderful 28 minute workout. And we're going to start right now with burpees in 3, 2, 1, let's go! We've got 30 seconds worth of burpees, please. So we're going hands to the ground, feet back, feet jump in, and then jump up and repeat. That has been 15 seconds. Keep it up. Use the coffee table if you need to. Go chest to ground. However you're doing your burpees, just keep doing them. We're almost there. And rest. You've got 30 seconds off. Our next exercise is one we call crisscross mountain climbers. So you're going to have your hands on the ground, your feet back. So we start in like a plank position. Hands on the ground, feet back behind you, like you're about to do a press up. And all you're going to do is bring one knee to the opposite elbow, so crisscross across the body and sort of alternate. We're going to try and move really fast like that. We're going to do that in 5 seconds. So get ready on the ground. You can have your hands on the coffee table to make it easier again. 3, 2, 1, and go for 30 seconds. Crisscross mountain climbers, bringing your knee over to the other side of your body, to the opposite elbow is what we're aiming for. Keep your arms still, however. Okay. 15 seconds to go. Keep it up, keep it up. Almost there, 5. Crisscross those mountain climbers. And rest. Wonderful. Our next exercise is bicycle crunches. So you just flip onto your back. Every breather for a second. Our bicycle crunches, you're going to have your hands on the side of your head. On the side, not the back, on the side of your head, and you're going to bring your elbow to your opposite knee. So both feet are off the ground in what we call a dead bug position, and you bring your elbow to your opposite knee, kick your other leg out, and alternate back and forth in 3, 2, 1. Let's go for bicycle crunches, please. And we've got 30 seconds of these, of course. So this one's got really good for your abs. You should have hopefully felt your abs already, but this is even better for your abs. Bring your elbow right across to your opposite knee. You're lying on your back, crisscrossing across again. Similar movement to before, but we're facing the other way around. Keep it going for 10 more seconds. And 3, 2, 1, and rest. It's bicycle crunches. Well done. These are the first three exercises. Our next one's called shoulder taps. So we flip back onto our front. We're back into another plank position. So arms are straight. We're on our toes like we're about to do a full press up, but we're not. We're just holding ourselves. And what we're going to do here is we're going to bring one hand, tap the opposite shoulder, bring it back, bring the other hand, tap the opposite shoulder, and just keep alternating. It's really good to have your feet positioned really wide. And we're going to start this in 3, 2, 1. Let's go for shoulder taps. So feet really wide, bring one arm up, tap the opposite shoulder, bring it back, other hand, other shoulder, and just keep alternating, trying to hold your hips and your abs really strong and still. We don't want our hips moving too much with this one, if you don't mind. Just keep it up, really strong abs, strong arms, keep that breathing going. You got 8 more seconds. 5, keep going, keep tapping those shoulders, and rest. Great work. 30 seconds off. We've got jump lunges next, or lunges on the spot. Jump lunges, possibly a bit more advanced. So what we're going to do is into a lunge position. So you step a big step forward and bring your back knee to the ground. It's like a one-legged squat of sort. And then just step back, change legs to the other on the same leg. That's just lunges. If you can, jump between those lunges. We'll start in 4, 3, 2, 1. And right now for lunges on the spot or jump lunges, or a bit of both, mix it up. Try lunges if they're too easy, then start jumping. Start jumping if they're too hard, go back to lunges. You got 20 more seconds. Just keep it up, keep moving. Stay strong, keep breathing. 10 seconds to go. Jump lunges, lunges, all of them, great for your legs. Try to keep pressure on your heels, on that front heel in particular. Obviously, 2, 1, and rest. Cool, 30 seconds off. Our next exercise is going to be a wall sit. So you have to find a wall or somewhere to sit against a tree, a fence, whatever you got around you. Find a space on the wall and we're going to sit against it. So you push your back into the wall, bend your knees to 90 degrees and just sit there. We're going to sit there for 60 seconds. So this is 1 minute exercise. We're going to start that in 4, 2, 1 and go for wall sit. 1 minute, if you don't mind. No doubt you're doing a wonderful job. That's 15 seconds. Stay strong. Make this wall sit really tough on yourself, okay? We've got a minute's rest after this. That has been 25 seconds. While we're sitting here, I'll take you through the fact of the workout. Slightly morbid, but this fact of the workout is that a person will die from lack of sleep sooner than they will from starvation, which usually takes a few weeks. And luckily, doing exercise makes you sleep better. That's fact of the day. Hope you enjoy that. Hopefully it helped, that distracts the time of this wall set. Because now we've only got 7 seconds left. Keep holding. 3, 2, 1, and rest. You've got a minute off. Take that time. Grab some water. I hope you've understood all those exercises and done them really, really well. As I said at the start, we're going to go on to another six different exercises. The first five of which are 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. And the last one is a minute on, minute off. And after that minute off, we go through it all again. And I'm going to try and increase the pace for you a wee bit. You've still got 30 seconds of rest, so just enjoy that. And know that our next exercise up is press ups. Press ups can be done against a table, a kitchen bench, a coffee table, or on the ground. Try not to do knee press ups if you can. So we're on a full press up, so your body's in a plank. And just, if you really want to, you can press up against the wall. It's the easiest version possible, easier than knee press ups. So find a way to do press ups, a coffee table, kitchen bench, park bench, whatever you've got. We'll start press ups in 3, 2, 1, and go for press ups. 30 seconds worth. And really try to build some speed. Hold your abs nice and strong. Keep breathing. Get down nice and low. So chest to the ground or chest to the coffee table, chest to the bench, whatever you're using. Get down really low, then all the way back up. In, out, nice and strong through our arms. You got 10 more seconds. 5 seconds, keep going. and rest. Nice, our next exercise up is going to be squats. Ideally try squat to something, so you can use the couch, you can use the coffee table, you can use a park bench, you can just go really, really low and really push yourself, but try to get a really good depth with our squat. Finding something to sit to that can help you keep that depth. We're going to start squats in 3, 2, 1 and go for a get down low, coming back up. If you're really good at squats, go really fast. Otherwise, just control it. Make sure our heels are always on the ground. Our heels never leave the ground. Push our butt back when we squat. Try to sit down to that couch or that table, whatever you're doing. Sit down really low, come back up, out, nice and low down, up nice and high. And try to go really fast. Try to keep your hands away from your knees. Don't push on your knees. You're 5, 3, 2, 1 and rest. Well done. 30 seconds off and our next exercise is tricep dips. A tricep dip, if you sit on the edge of a coffee table, a park bench, anything really, sit on the edge of it, you're going to have your hands by your sides and then you're going to put your weight on your hands and lift your bum away from the bench, just a wee bit away, and then just drop your body straight down, pick it back up. We start tricep dips in 3, 2, 1 and go. So arms holding your body weight, going straight down, straight back up, all on the arms. The further your feet are away from you, the harder it is. So move your feet in closer if you want a bit of a hand or a foot in this case. 15 seconds to go. Getting down nice and low with our tricep dips, pushing up nice and high. Keep breathing, keep working hard. I have full faith you're doing a wonderful job. You're almost there. Keep going for tricep dips. Rest. Well done. Really well done. Have a lie on your back. Our next exercise is on your back. It's called hip bridges. What you're going to do here is lie on your back. Bend your knees. Keep your feet on the ground still though. Knees are bent, feet on the ground. Put your arms out to your sides. There's a bit of balance. And all we're going to do is thrust our butt into the air. Like we're sort of humping the air. Push through our heels to get our hips up high. We start that in 3, 2, 1 and go for hip bridges. So hips up, hips down, hips up, hips down. Really trying to squeeze your glutes, use your hamstrings. To make this a bit harder, elevate your feet. If you've got a couch or a coffee table, put your feet up on that, or the park bench or whatever you're using. Elevate your feet, will make it a bit harder. We've got 15 seconds left. Right down to the ground, all the way up. Squeeze those glutes, go faster and stronger. Keep your abs tight, keep breathing. Whatever suits you at this time. 3, 2, 1 and rest. Stay on your back though, relax, breathe. We've got 20 seconds, our next exercise is reverse crunches. So this one here, you're still on your back. To make it really, easier, put your hands under your butt. So lift your butt off the ground and flange your back. You're gonna bring your knees to your chest, so your feet are off the ground. And all we're gonna do here is kick your legs out and bring your knees back into your chest. In 3, 2, 1, let's go for reverse crunches. Kick your legs out, bring your knees back to your chest. Your feet are always in the air. Out and in, out and in. As you feel your legs go further away, there'll be more pressure on your abs. That's what we're looking for in this. Bring your feet, knees back in, it gets a wee bit easier. Legs out, legs in. All the time, we're gonna keep our lower back flat on the ground. Keep that lower back flat, strong abs, keep breathing. We're almost there. And rest. Cool, and we're gonna go from abs to abs. You got 30 seconds off, of course, and our sixth exercise on this wee round is a prone hold. So a prone hold is on our front, we're gonna be on our forearms and our toes. And we're gonna hold that for 1 minute. Forearms and toes. For 1 minute, starting in 5, 3, 2, 1, and go for it. 1 minute prone hold, please. Just stay nice and strong here. Get into a good breathing pattern, so just little breaths. Try to hold your abs tight. Don't have your hips too high, but don't have your hips too low. Try to find that sweet spot. And just keep holding, keep breathing. Enjoy. Enjoy the fact that you're getting fitter and stronger from anywhere in the world. You have 30 seconds to go. In full faith, you're doing wonderful, as I said before. Keep strong, keep holding. You can do this. Strong prone hold. If you want to make it harder, just push your legs and forearms away from each other. 10 more seconds. We get a minute off after this. Keep going. Nice and strong. Keep holding. You can do it. And rest. Rest right there for 1 minute, please. After this minute, we're going to go straight back to the start with burpees. And we're going to do all of that again. Hopefully you remember the exercise. I will give you a quick rundown every time. But what I'm going to do is just change up the timings on each one. So you can choose when you want to stop. If you want to go harder, you can now go longer on each station. I'll give you the option of 30 seconds, 35, 40 seconds, or 45 seconds to stop on. Mix it up between exercises. If you're feeling it, go for longer. If you're not, stop on the 30 second mark. Whatever happens though is really, really push yourself. Do not hold back in the second round. Just really go for it. You know there's rest there, but really push it. We start in 15 seconds with burpees again. Remember burpees, we get down to the ground and back up. Kick our feet back, kick our feet in, and jump up. I'm gonna pump up the music, and we're gonna get started in burpees in 3, 2, 1, let's go! So obviously as I pump up the music, this song decides to stop, which is great timing, of course. It's really strong here though, strong burpees, down, hands to the ground, kick our feet back, kick our feet in, and jump up. However you're doing them, keep them doing this, 20 seconds. As I said, you can choose to go to 30, 35, 40, or 45. And it's wonderful, the more burpees the better in my books. That's 30 seconds though. That's 35 seconds. How long are you gonna go for? 40 seconds, can you do another 5 seconds? One more burpee maybe. And rest right there. We've got 15 seconds until crisscross mountain climbers. So hands on the ground, and we're gonna knee to opposite elbow. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go! Crisscross mountain climbers. Really, really fast. We're really pushing ourselves on these exercises. Now we know them a wee bit. If we can go longer, that's just better, but make sure the intensity is right up really high. Do not hold back, please. Bring that knee to the opposite elbow and move those legs really fast as you twist your torso. That's 25 seconds. How long are you going to go for on this one? 30. 35. 40 seconds. And rest. That's 45. 15 seconds off. Flip onto your back. We've got bicycle crunches next. Bicycle crunches, hands go on the side of your head and reach your elbow to the opposite knee. Both feet in the air. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Bicycle crunches. Can you do this one for 45 seconds? That's a wonderful way to strengthen that abdominal region. That's 20 seconds. Get that elbow right across to the opposite knee. Really lift that shoulder off, get it across, then vice versa on the other side. Keep going. 30 seconds. Can you do a bit more? That's 35. 40 seconds. Can you do 5 more seconds if you're still going? And rest right there. Back onto our front, we've got shoulder taps next. In that plank position, full plank, hands and toes on the ground. 5 seconds. 2, 1, and go. Shoulder taps, one hand taps the opposite shoulder. Back down, other hand taps the opposite shoulder. Keep alternating, feet are really wide, hips are really still. Feet are really wide, hips are really still. Hold those abs tight. Always want to keep working those abs, right? Be really strong, keep breathing, just go at your pace. But make sure whatever you're doing, just chucking 100% effort in. That is 30 seconds. If you want to go more, now's the time. That's 35. Really pushing yourself if you're still going. 40 seconds. And 45. Rest. And we're up onto our feet. We've got lunges or jump lunges next. And as I've said throughout the second round, we want to push ourselves. Lunges in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Stepping forward, bending the back knee right down, coming back, changing legs and or jumping between them. Really strong, really powerful. Keep pushing yourself. Can you go really fast for 40 odd seconds? Just keep going for it. This one is a bit harder, especially on the legs, but let the legs burn. It's part of the process of getting fitter. Just keep breathing, keep breathing, keep going. That's 30 seconds. Push yourself more if you can. 35. 40 seconds. Absolutely wonderful. And make sure you're resting right there. We're going to find that wall sit spot again. So against the wall, against a fence, against a tree, whatever you used before, find that wall sit spot. We're going to wall sit for 1 minute. Everyone, wall sit for 1 minute. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. And that wall sit, coming right down to our knees at 90 degrees. Sitting nice and low, don't go too high. Keep your feet in nice and close. Put some real good pressure on those quads. Even though we just lunge, I know, even more pressure. And work really hard, let the legs shake, that's okay. Legs will shake, it's just a sign of getting stronger. And I won't apologize about it. Enjoy the music. Twenty seconds to go. 15 seconds to go. Keep holding. 2, 1, and rest. Hold on, we've got a minute off. Enjoy that minute. Hopefully you need the minute from pushing yourself so hard. I can completely understand. That's why I put it in here for you, because we want to keep that intensity right up. We've got another 6 exercises. As you know, we've done them before. We're going to go through them again. In 37 seconds, we're starting with press ups, and then squats, tricep dips, hip bridges, reverse crunches, and prone holds is where we're going to finish the circuit. Keep pushing yourself. Just whatever you got in the time is all I can ask for. But make sure we just go to that level. 20 seconds to go, keep resting, grab that water, wipe a bit of sweat off your forehead, if there is any. I'll turn the music back up in 10 seconds, and we'll be on press-ups. Choose how long you're going to do press-ups for, either 30, 35 seconds, 40, 45 seconds, and 3, 2, 1, and go! Go for press-ups, nice strong arms. Are you on that kitchen bench, coffee table, or on the ground? If you want to challenge yourself even more, do a clap press-up. But just be careful with that, please. We want to go 100% fast as you can with those press-ups. Don't hold back. You can do one more. You might be able to do 5 more. You can do 10 more. It's 30 seconds now. You will never know until you try. Keep pushing yourself. 35. It's 40 seconds. Keep going if you can. And rest right there, 45 seconds. Coming up to your feet, we're into squats. Squatting down to that couch, that seat, that bench, that coffee table. Or just as low as you can. Starting in 3, 2, 1, and go for squats, please. Our heels stay on the ground no matter what. And we get down as low as we can. Our hands do not touch our knees. Keep our arms away from our legs. If anything, your arms are out in front of you to help you balance. Strong squats, really fast. Up, down, up, down, up, down. It's a very simple but wonderful exercise. Don't take it for granted. That is 25 seconds gone. Make sure you breathe with it as well. Strong legs, always pushing ourselves. Our ourselves, I should say. 35 seconds. 40 seconds. Squat, squat, squat. And rest right there, 45. Find that bench again. Tricep dips is next. So that seat, the coffee table, the couch, whatever you've got. Tricep dips, hands by your sides. Move your bum away so you're carrying your weight. 3, 2, 1, and tricep dips, please. Drop your bum as close to the ground as you can. Push yourself back up with your arms. Move your feet further away to make it harder. Remember, we're up to challenging ourselves here. Make sure we get a good range of movement, though. Right down, right up, right down, right up. Keep going, keep breathing. That's a wonderful feeling. We've only got 3 exercises left after this. Those arms will love you for it. That's 26, 27. Hold on, keep pushing. 30 seconds. 35. 40 seconds. And rest right there, 45. Lie on your back again. So on the ground, on your back, with a hip bridge is next. So you're bending your knees, keep your feet flat on the ground, and we're gonna push our hips up and down, like you're thrusting the air. 3, 2, 1, and go for hip bridges. So hips up high, back down, hips up, back down. Squeeze your butt. Remember, elevate your feet if you wanna make it harder. Feet up on the coffee table, on the seat, on the bench, whatever you got. Maybe not the kitchen bench, that'd be a bit high. But really focus on squeezing your glutes. Up, down, up, down. Use your hamstrings. Another way to make it hard is move your feet further away from you. So you extend your legs out. Get your hamstrings involved more. That is 30 seconds though. If you've had enough, that's okay. I understand. This stuff isn't easy. 35. 40 seconds. Get those tight glutes going. 45, well done, rest there. Staying on our back, our second to last exercise is reverse crunches. Hands under your bum, keep your back flat. And knees into your chest. We start in 3, 2, 1, and go for reverse crunches. Kicking your legs out away from you, bring your knees back into your chest. Legs out, knees back in, legs out, knees back in. Keep that lower back flat and those abs really tight. If you want to challenge yourself more, take your hands away from your butt and lift them into the air like a zombie. Just keep your arms above your head. But keep doing the same motion, legs out, legs in. Hold that back flat on the ground, abs really strong. That is 30 seconds. Keep breathing. 35. Get those abdominal gains. 40 seconds. And rest right there, 45 seconds. Flip back over, we're into our prone hold, our 1 minute prone hold, which finishes this workout. And we're gonna really strong, starting in 5. So get ready, forearms and toes in 2, 1, let's go. Prone hold, please, on your forearms and on your toes. Keep your abs really strong. Hips not too high, hips not too low. That sweet point, we want again, the sweet spot. If you want to make it harder, push your toes and forearms away from each other. Keep breathing, of course. The oxygen always needs to come in, even when we're holding. This is your last exercise, and we've only got 30 seconds left. So keep pushing yourself, keep breathing. Really, really strong to finish. Want everything you got, so extend yourself out further if you can. We want that body shaking. 15 seconds, even further. Get those forearms and toes away from each other. 10 seconds to finish off. While the song dies, we're gonna slow down as well in 3, 2, 1, and rest. Hey, well done, right there. That is the end of our workout today. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the first version of our Super Circuit series. The very first, created right here at Lima Zero. And whether you enjoyed it somewhat or not, it doesn't really matter because you've got to this part and you can enjoy the wonderful benefits that come from completion of a workout. It's a full body workout, as I'm sure you've noticed by now. And it doesn't matter how much or little you did, it's the best you could do today, and you'll only be better for it tomorrow. So well done, great job. Make sure you take a bit of time to have a stretch. Any certain stretches you may already know, or you can check out how to do certain stretches on our website too. The link to Limazero's mobility and stretching page should be with this link as well, or should have been sent to you with the same link. So look for that. Otherwise, I look forward to next time. I seriously do. Until then, keep moving and stay happy. Go Limazero!